Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:40. Sitting in for Vinny this morning, who is busy with family matters, is the one and only Marcus Osborne. We're excited to have him. Thank you
player,
for
letting...
Dude, last minute. Yeah, player, player. We got to get his theme music going. Yeah. You can check him out. Hey, Vaughn. Vaughn is running the cameras for us, and that's the Looking Glass. You go to radioalice.com/watch.
Also, SMF Marcus.
Yeah, let's get that Instagram going.
Yeah, let's get
How
that
many
going.
You got? How many
is Vaughn in there
you
or not? Oh, there
Vaughn's
you are.
Right. Yeah,
I'm
Vaughn's
like, I'm
right
leaning over, trying to get some eye contact here. Me and Vaughn have to go like this. We go like this to see each other. Hey, Vaughn. I probably don't have to lean back, but this shows him that I'm looking for him. So go to radioalice.com/watch, and we'll take you directly to the Looking Glass. You can check out the beautiful and talented Marcus Osborne.
All right. Floorcraft in San Francisco is proud to introduce Hunter Douglas window treatments to their product offerings. Get a $250 instant savings with your Hunter Douglas purchase today. Visit them in-store or online at floorcrafthome.com. Real quick, this is the weather. I did not know this, and I was ill-prepared. But apparently, we are going to have the biggest storm of the year.
Really? Well, it's only been 15 days, so any storm really seems like it would be the biggest so far. So this would probably be nothing, right?
It's the largest storm to sweep the Bay Area so far this year, and it heads into the region tonight.
Is it going to extend into the commute tomorrow?
Yes. Yes, it is.
That sucks. I hate driving in the rain.
I know. I'm going to get a ride tomorrow.
And winds are going to get as high as 40 miles per hour. They are expecting to issue a wind advisory. The highest rainfall rates are expected to be in the low level of flooding on roads. I'm looking for inches here.
Wow.
I thought I saw it somewhere. Oh, 1 to 2 inches at peaks above 3,500 feet. So, big storm coming over the next
Well, that's
days,
good
guys.
News for skiers. You know, the long weekend coming up this weekend.
Yeah. Are your people back?
They're coming back today. Or so I
that
hear.
That was fast.
Yeah, they left Monday. They come back. They'll be home around 4. They're going to ski this morning and then head back. My people are skiing.
Enjoying, where are they skiing again?
Tahoe. You stop taking your glasses on and off. You got to just leave them on there.
Well, because
they're going to break them.
They hurt my face after a while. If they
do you want, I have a real skinny pair.
No, this is fine. Okay. This is fine. When I know I'm reading, then I can throw them back on. can we jump into some...
Oh, old age.
Can we
jump...
look, this is my one concession to age. All right, here we go.
Okay, I'm ready.
I was going to talk about picking boogers and eating them, everybody.
Oh, picking boogers and eating them. That's my favorite topic.
Good morning. Coach O gets busted picking and eating his boogers by ESPN cameras before the national championship win.
Oh, this is Coach O from LSU?
Yeah,
I saw it. He didn't do it.
Well, did he do it or not?
Here's what happened.
Okay, let me hear this.
I know I scratch my nose a lot.
Sure.
Play with my eyes a lot.
Yeah.
So here's what he did. I'm not picking a booger. He went like this, like to scratch. He has his hand, and he went like this.
He's kind of scratching it, flicking at his nose.
Then he went like that.
Oh, he ate a booger.
I have it up right here.
He didn't eat a booger. He did not eat a booger.
Judge for yourself.
Looks like he's actually going at it quite a bit.
Watch. Okay.
All right, let's see this. All right, let's see. So headphones on. He's got his little mic in front of his face.
Looking for the...
That's it.
Oh no, there's more. Okay, right there. So he scratches his nose.
He scratches his nostril. It gets up there. We're not talking knuckle deep, but it's in there. He flicks it out with his nail.
I think
he
definitely
right in
wanted
his
to.
100%
he think he wanted to? I think he wanted to. I think he went in for the pick, and then he realized the cameras were on him, and then he was like, you know what, on second thought, I should probably not eat this booger. I'm gonna save it for
but
later.
I am gonna go nose. I'm gonna go nose to mouth. Nose
oh
to mouth.
Gosh.
That was a full-on booger
no,
pick
it
and
wasn't.
Eat. Well, listen. Right, even if it wasn't, that's a clear indication that he is gonna do that later.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not as clear as Kanye eating his earwax, though.
Oh yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
Don't
yeah.
remember that one.
Yeah, look at. He's.
Oh
yeah.
my gosh.
He Whoa. Clearly.
Dude, he rolled it.
He's in there, and then he.
Gross.
Oh, that is.
That is disgusting.
I actually can't believe I don't remember this. It almost looks like, you know how when you have a pierced ear, like there's like a little scar in there. And
yeah.
sometimes like
little
cells
gunk.
Come out of it.
Yeah,
gunk
yeah, yeah.
comes out. That's what it looks like. He doesn't look like he's deep in the
But he definitely puts it
is.
In his mouth.
Oh, yeah. Like it's a nugget. Yeah. Like he popped the nugget out and went, I got to better eat that.
925
says, I was picking and eating in traffic just now as you announced the news topic. Yeah. LOL. You're disgusting, 925.
No, you're not. It's fine. People do it.
Do what you want.
Dr. Dean Adele said that it was that it's not that bad for you. You know?
It's because you eat boogers, sir.
I stopped. Long, long ago.
Just because it's not bad for you doesn't mean you should just go
yeah,
ahead and
just, you know, what
gross.
Are you going to do? Wipe it on your seat? What's worse?
Ew. No, you keep tissues in your car.
Yeah, what if you don't have a tissue?
Both are bad.
Yeah, yeah. Put it on your Both jeans.
It's not that bad. Look,
you know,
look
it out the
there's
window.
Worse things in the world. Murder.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. But you know what's worse? Murder with a booger in your mouth. Much worse.
Yeah, if you are a booger eater who also kills people, yes. you're among the lowest. I'll give you that. Sure.
I don't know when the last time any of you have been on a job interview.
Oh, it's been a while for me.
Yuzi's
quiet. What's happening over there? Yuzi goes like this. She goes,
I did. I tilted my head and went,
I'd rather not
hey,
say.
Actually, that's not. right. I mean, certainly we talk to people who are prospective employers all the time. Why not? You got to keep your
yeah.
Keep
your, what's up? How you doing?
Keep your network going.
Yeah. I mean, if you can.
Sure. When's the last time you were on a job interview?
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Like a legit job? Yeah, it's been a while.
You just interview for like illegitimate jobs.
Crappy jobs.
But yeah. No, you know, sometimes you have conversations, like sort of high level conversations, but they're just conversations
just
kicking
talk.
Around.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
sure.
Not a,
it's more informational
hey.
Than anything.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
already coming to the table. They're already like, hey, yeah. so what would this be? What would this look like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of yeah. conversation, but it's not that, you know what, we're really interested in having you here. And
right.
And here's how much we're going to pay you.
Yeah, right. Because that's a legit interview to me.
Tell me three things about yourself that no one knows. Go.
Tell me what it is about this company that makes you intrigued.
Oh, the worst.
The getting a paycheck every week would be awesome.
Well, that those are all actually questions that people hate. Also, the least favorite is, what is your worst trait? That type of thing.
That's what I was just thinking about. That's always the worst.
I always say, it's because I'm always on.
Yeah,
you, know,
you got to.
Absolutely.
I'm just so, I'm driven
yeah.
all the time. That's
I care
brag.
Too much.
I care too much. I do too
I
much.
I'm too diligent
other
about my
people,
job.
Do they feel jealous of all my the energy that I bring to the job? I'm just.
I'm too detailed.
Yeah, I just don't even care about my family compared to the job.
I get too good a result yeah. when I work and organize right. teams.
My work ethic makes everybody feel bad about themselves.
Right. Oh, that is
I
my
wish
worst
there was
trait.
Something better than being number one.
Number one plus plus.
Constantly making money.
Oh, God, it's my worst trait. God, my successfulness.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Well, on the other side of that, the employers have the answers.
That they want
to
hear.
Well, there's a question that they ask.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that question is always at the end of interviews, do you have any questions for us?
Oh.
Yeah.
And we have a list of some of the most infamous ones, according to some.
Oh, fun. So this is like a thing where these don't do this. This is actually the learning part of the show.
And I'm sure someone is going in for a job interview today.
Okay. Don't ask these questions. Here we go. Marcus Osborne.
All right. This is actually a question that someone asked right after the interview. The first question he asked was, how was my interview? Openly asking for feedback to improve sent a good message.
Oh, they liked that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How do you think I did in my interview?
Yeah, he was fine with it.
Okay.
If it was the right interviewer, that might work.
Yeah, right.
And depending on the rapport that you said, if the thing went really horribly, you don't have to ask. I think you can tell.
So, how'd I do?
Did I get the job? Was I sweating too much? Right. Well, the reek of desperation coming off of you is, that's in the negative column.
Funny that you guys say that because the next one is, do you have any hesitation in hiring me today?
Oh.
That's the next question. The person asked, do you have any questions for us? And the applicant asked, at what point do we protest vaccinations?
Oh, my God. At what point do we protest vaccinations?
Stupid.
Well, are you forcing me to get a vaccination? I don't understand. Mm-mm-mm. So that person just has like a whole other agenda on their mind. At what point? I'm sorry. This is a bank. We're not going to be protesting vaccinations anytime soon. Your job is going to be to sweep the floors. I don't know about leading the broom. Maybe you can put a sign on the end of your broom.
Maybe the best damn floor sweeper.
Oh, damn.
All right. Here's another question. All right. I was interviewing a young woman for an engineering position. She said that she had an engineering degree and that she had recently graduated but had no experience. I would have hired her until she asked, is there any math involved? I'm not very good in math.
Oh. Yeah, that's, so an engineering degree would require, so she's a liar. She just revealed that. Is there any math involved? No, it's an engineering job. You just go toot toot on the train horn, you dummy. Beep, beep. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that is silly.
Another interviewee at the end of the interview asked the applicant, oh, by the way, we were interviewing candidates for a software developer job.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The applicant asked how much computer use was involved.
Oh.
The whole job?
Is he against that or? How much time am I going to, I hear it's unhealthy to sit in front of your computer all day. Fine, we'll get you a standing desk.
This is an applicant that had an unusual request. I asked the applicant if he had any questions for me. The response was, can my mom sleep on the couch in the office during work so she doesn't have to drive all the way home and back to take me to work?
Oh. Well, you're laying out your situation at that point. I mean, you desperately need a job.
Yeah.
So you get maybe a license and a car. I don't know if they have a suspended license. My mom has to drive. Right. I don't know. Can my mom sleep on the couch? It's a long drive here. That's hilarious.
Here's was an interesting response. The guy asked the applicant, do you have any questions for us? The response was, is it possible to try for the job for 2 weeks, see if I like it? That one kind of baffled me. She didn't want to take another job and quit early because it would look bad on her resume.
On her resume.
Yeah, you don't put that one. That's your resume. You can put whatever you want on there. That is,
that's funny.
You know what's funny? That's actually not a horrible question. Like, how many times has someone been hired and you're just like, oh, God, we made a mistake? Like, maybe, are there places that do, like, we're
like
hiring
probation.
You for 90 days. We'll
a probation,
see how, yeah.
Sure.
Or do people just go, I'm not taking the job that's only good. Although if you don't have a job, maybe you'd take it.
I always feel like most jobs are, you're kind of in a probationary period no matter what for that first 90 days.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it just depends on.
Isn't that kind of the way it works?
Well, some jobs do have that specifically. But
I think they would have to state it.
They're good. They can be a good interview.
Yeah.
And be terrible employees or vice versa.
You interview people all the time.
Yeah, I do. And sometimes they're just so good. And then they start working. You're like,
Yeah.
Boy, I expected more out of you.
Yeah.
Or ones that were nervous and not great in the interview.
Exactly.
Turn out to be the ones that we wind up hiring.
Exactly. Yeah. So it goes both ways, for sure.
Hot.
Got an unusual story here.
All right.
A teenager with an unusual brain disorder that causes her to collapse when she laughs. Has revealed she spends less time with her funny friends.
Oh. Is this fake news?
This sounds so lame.
That's
this
a Marcus
is,
story.
I know,
this
is a fake
this
news.
Marcus makes up stories, you know.
He does.
He pretends like he's reading stuff. He's like, you know what would be funny? If I fell down every single time, so I avoided my... I can't go to the comedy club. I can't work here anymore. I have a disability. I'm going to need to collect. Can't work at the freaking punchline anymore.
I am not making this
up. All right, what's the source on it then?
At least I don't think I'm making this up. Billy Hodgson, 17, suffers from cataplexy, which triggers sudden muscle paralysis and can strike whenever she giggles. Her unusual ailment is a complication of narcolepsy, which affects about 22,000 Britons. As well as laughter, it can also be triggered by excitement, anger, or even surprise.
Oh. So when she, any kind of like involuntary reaction to something can cause this paralysis.
Yeah, but it's based on this, it's primarily the laughter, sometimes excitement or anger, but generally the laughter is the thing. She's no fun.
Yeah, don't invite her to the party. She keeps.
Or it could
out.
Be a great plot to a Law and Order SVU episode.
Oh, in what way?
I'm gonna kill my sister. She's gonna inherit all the money. How do I do it? Put on a comedy in the DVR or whatever.
Telling her jokes.
And say, let's watch this great documentary. And then suddenly it's like a Dave Chappelle special and I have her tied down and then the broad is dead.
The broad.
Kill that broad. That's a shot. You know what? That is, no, she just died. She
That's
just
right.
couldn't hold off from watching the new Dave Chappelle special. What are
That's
the
right.
ropes doing?
And then
Nothing.
Detective
she
Benson.
Likes rope.
Would have to, you know, interrogate me, and then I would finally crack under the pressure
mm-hmm,
when she
mm-hmm.
shows the actual DVR'd version of the Dave Chappelle. Okay. So.
No, that's solid, though. That's you should.
But that would be a great episode.
Sure, you should write for TV.
Where was I?
I don't know. It's time to go, though. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Marcus Osborne sitting in for Vinny Hassan.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture. Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered. We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.